This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In about 34 minutes, it's the government's defective employment and unemployment reports for October. The payroll and household surveys that generated the data were delayed and slightly damaged by last month's government shutdown. The betting by forecasters is for weakness, with just 120,000 new names added to payrolls, down from 148,000 a month before, and the unemployment rate going the wrong way, rising to 7.3%. In the trenches of the labor market, people don't need the forecasters to tell them that times remain tough for so many. The worst unemployment rate in the country is in Nevada, 9.5% at last check, just behind Illinois for you new Chicago area listeners. After a stretch without work, 24-year-old Rebecca Farewell Przasnuk has found a job that she likes working for the state of Nevada in Carson City. But she still needs job number two, and you need to hear why. Ms. Przasnuk, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So how long have you been in Nevada?
I've been in Nevada for about 2.5 years.
And that's been a tough time for the economy there.
Yeah, definitely. When I first came to Nevada, I was doing an internship and I found full-time work pretty quickly, so I was lucky. But after a couple job changes, everything kind of changed.
Then how long was your period of unemployment?
I was unemployed for about 5 months.
That must have been tough.
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, I want to look at it in perspective because I think compared to a lot of people, I wasn't unemployed for that long. But when you really are in that situation, you realize how hard it is to pay your bills and make sure you're putting food on the table.
So you're 24. What kind of debt do you have? Student loans?
So I have a lot of student loans. I've accumulated some emergency medical debt. And while I was unemployed, I had to take some personal loans just to stay afloat.
So now you're looking for a second supplementary job to really pay back the stretch that you were unemployed.
Exactly. I already work, you know, a full-time day job, and it doesn't allow me a lot of time during the day to find work. But in the evening and the weekends is what I'm aiming for.
What kind of stuff are you looking for?
I've been looking since June for part-time work, retail or food service, because I know a lot of those will have more evening-geared shifts. So that's more along the lines of what my schedule will allow.
Now, occasionally you get some bites from employers, but they want to know quickly, right?
It's kind of an employer's market, I think, at this point in time. So they can ask you to make a decision really quickly or offer you a lower wage just because there's so many other people who will jump at it. So they kind of put you in a tough spot.
All right. Well, good luck with the extra job search and with your new full-time job. Rebecca Farewell Przasnuk in Carson City, Nevada, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.